North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Here we are in the month of November, and what better way to think about the month of November and upcoming holiday of Thanksgiving, being thankful for what we have, than to also offer kindness. And that's what Lucy Blaylock of Lucy's Love Blankets has done as she has introduced the 30 Days of Kindness through Lucy's Love Blankets. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Lucy.
Thank you.
I'm always glad to have you. Tell listeners how old you are.
I am 12 years old.
Wow, 12 years old, and you have worked really hard to build Lucy's Love Blankets, to let people know that you care about them. For people who haven't heard before, when did your effort start, Lucy? When did you get inspired to do Lucy's Love Blankets?
This started 4 years ago when I was 8 years old in second grade. I started making blankets for my friends. My mom asked me if I wanted to do a giveaway, and I said, of course. So people nominated. I think we got 16 nominations, and I couldn't pick. So we made everybody a blanket. And then after that, people just kind of kept nominating, so we just kept making them.
And I'm going to let you do something special here, Lucy. You may not have done it before, but your mom is beside you. Introduce your mom to the Mark White Show listeners.
Okay. And with me, I have my mom, Veronica Blaylock.
Welcome to the Mark White Show, Veronica.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How proud are you of Lucy and this effort?
Very proud. It's just been a very humbling process to go through with her. She's just a normal girl who just is passionate about kindness. So it makes me really proud of her. Very hopeful for her future, for who she's going to become, and kind of who she is becoming through this whole process.
And I know that there has been a lot of recognition because of what Lucy is doing. It's not about drawing attention to an individual, but the effort itself and what it stands for and what it means just captivates people. It captures their attention because in a world where there's a lot of options other than choosing kindness, this is one of those places where a young person is showing what they can do, what they're capable of when it comes to showing kindness to others.
Right. You know, and the thing, I think the thing that's been remarkable about Lucy is that in spite of all the attention and publicity, she remains very unfazed by it. It's not what she wants. It's not what she's comfortable with. She's much more comfortable kind of hiding behind the shadows and keeping tucked back, you know, against the wall. But we talk about how important it is in some ways because it allows her to really be an influence for good and be an example of, you know, how powerful kindness can be just in small ways, because it's not like she's doing huge things, you know, what she does are small things that really anybody could do. And so that's a powerful example to set, I think, as a child.
Yes, a great lesson for everyone, because we talk about what we're going to do, what we would like to do, and instead, how about we just do it? And if we take that first step and we do like Lucy and we see what she's doing by example, then maybe there's a small step that we can take, some talent or ability that we have where we can make a difference too. And that's a big part of this 30 Days of Kindness, is for individuals out there to think about what they can do to be kind to another person, to share that kindness and have a positive effect on those around us.
Right.
So, Lucy, what inspired you for the 30 Days of Kindness here in the month of November? What got the ball rolling on that?
Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving every year, and I'm a Spark leader. And so that every year they have the Spark leaders do a big project for Giving Tuesday, and me and my mom decided to do 30 Days of Kindness because it just everybody needs kindness in their lives, and we figured that this way we can get a lot of people involved, and the more people that are doing kindness, the better the impact.
Now, Lucy, as your mom said, you're just a regular young girl with school and other activities. How much of your time in the day do you find yourself working on these blankets to give to others?
Just kind of happens whenever I have time. If I have free time, I like to work on it. And that's mostly what I try and do. I don't really know exactly how much time I spend on it every day. It just depends on how busy I am.
Sure. Well, my wife, April, she's a seamstress, and we have her sewing machines. I'm looking over in her corner of this room as I speak, and she loves to sew, and that's a talent that she has. Where did your talent for sewing come from?
My mama. She taught me how to sew back when I was 8, and it kind of came in her family. They all like to sew. For my grandma's wedding, her mom made her quilt, a family thing, I guess.
I love that. My daughter, Cora, she's making pillows. She had her first order the other day from a friend of ours. She made those pillows. She pulled out her mom's sewing machine, and she just went to work. I was so impressed because she's just 7 years old, but here I'm watching my 7-year-old child doing the things that her mom showed her and handling a machine in an incredible way. I was just so impressed that someone so young, and you were 8, so we're talking about a similar age range, and it just came naturally to you?
First of all, that's amazing that Cora's doing that. It was hard at first, but the more I did it, it just got easier, and you just kind of go with it.
I understand. Well, Veronica and Lucy, if it's okay with you, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about the 30 Days of Kindness. Let's talk about Lucy's love blankets and how you want people to participate in the month of November. Here we are a few days in, so people still have time to catch up and move forward with the 30 days, don't they?
Absolutely.
All right. Will y'all stick with me?
Yes.
Excellent. Right now I have Veronica and Lucy Blaylock with me. Lucy is the founder of Lucy's Love Blankets. Her mom, Veronica's with her right now. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation and talk about 30 Days of Kindness here in the month of November. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh.
we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this young person on the line with me right now. She's a very special young lady. She's just 12 years old. She's making a huge difference. I don't know where all she sent her blankets, but I've had a couple of young people who've received blankets from Lucy, and I know that they appreciate that. And I'd like to welcome back Lucy Blaylock as well as her mom, Veronica. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Lucy's Love Blankets.
Thank you.
This is always exciting for me, and I just want you to know, Lucy, that I appreciate what you're doing. You're a young person, but it's like I've said in other episodes of the Mark White Show, let no one despise your youth like the Bible says. You're out there making a difference. You found something where you can make an incredible difference in the lives of others, and yes, like your mom said, it's a small step, but it's a big step to people who need somebody to know that they care, and I just appreciate your work so much.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about this 30 Days of Kindness and how you want people who are listening right now to dive into this effort to find ways to make a difference in the lives of others through kind acts.
On Instagram and Facebook, we have been doing giveaways. So, Every day we do a kindness challenge. Every day we also do a giveaway for people who participate in the kindness challenge. And typically when you participate in the challenge, you would post about it and use the hashtag LoveLikeLucy, and then that would notify us that that you're participating in the challenge. So every day we do a giveaway for people that have done the challenge.
Now I want to share some quotes from Lucy's Love Blankets. One is, kindness is love in action. Another is, a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. We have opportunities every day to be the one person who can brighten the day of another. Kindness gives birth to kindness. These are all important messages that I think that in the month of November, especially for your kindness challenge, we think about, okay, if I help someone else, if I lend my hand to someone else to try to build them up, does that take anything away from Mark? Absolutely not. Lighting another person's candle doesn't take away your flame. As a matter of fact, I think that when we do that, it only strengthens all of us to shine as brightly as we possibly can. And then when we're talking about kindness, we're talking about love in action, as you said in the quote there. We can talk all day about what we want to do for others. We can talk all day about being kind to others, but it's actually, proof is in the action, isn't it, Lucy?
Of course, it always is.
Here we are in the month of November, a few days in. What have you seen the response of the Kindness Challenge for the past few days here on the 30-Day Challenge?
The response to the Kindness Challenge has been, it's been pretty good. It's been, you know, I think with everything like this, it's a little slow out of the gate. But we've had some good, solid participation every day so far. And I anticipate it just becoming better, you know, as we continue to dive into it. We've got lots of big sponsors that have gotten on board, some big companies that have been really excited to donate. And then we've got, on Giving Tuesday, which is November 30th, we've got the Books Floral Company, which has donated a $600 one-year subscription where you can receive a monthly floral arrangement. And so we're really excited about it. We're going to keep promoting it and hoping that that each day the challenge, I think each day the challenge appeals to different people. You know, today was just tag some of your favorite small businesses and tell them why they're your favorite. You know, yesterday was text three people and give them a compliment or tell them something that you're grateful for. So we're trying to come up with challenges that are easy to do. We're not telling anyone go organize a Thanksgiving feast for all the homeless people in your town, but you know, there's simple things that all of us can do. And so we're hoping as we keep giving these simple challenges that it will draw more people in.
Well, and I hope that's what having you on the Mark White Show today will do. Because when you think about it, Lucy, if you ask someone to send a text to three people, of course, one person has now touched three people's lives. And then if it has an effect on any one of those three people and they go and reach out to three more people, it adds up pretty quickly what one person as an individual can do. So it's not necessarily the numbers, but the heart that's in it, the act of kindness and the effect it has on one person, right?
Yes, it's a rippling effect.
Exactly. And that's what I like about everything that you're doing, because if you keep making the blankets, if you keep showing kindness, it's going to have that ripple effect. And maybe you never will know the effect that it has on someone. Maybe they'll never know who did it or who started it by the time the act of kindness gets to them. But I can tell you this, if you have a positive act, and as you said in one of the quotes there, that kindness, it gives birth to kindness, that's exactly what that ripple effect is.
Yes, it really is.
So I want people who are listening right now, Lucy, to be a part of your effort, and I want you to tell them not just about the 30 Days of Kindness and how they can participate there, but also Lucy's Love Blankets moving forward, because I want people to support your effort. I want them to know what you're doing, how they can be a part of this effort, and maybe someone out there who needs a blanket or knows someone who might like to have one. I want you to share all that information with listeners, okay?
Okay. Most of it is donations, money donations, fabric donations. That's mostly what we get the most out of. But we also love it when people nominate people, and that way we can help more people feel loved. And there's not much to do to help us. We have most of it under control. But money donations are really appreciated.
Where can they go, Lucy, to donate?
Venmo and PayPal.
And can you tell listeners what it's under on Venmo and PayPal, what they would need to type in to successfully get the money to you?
Our PayPal is just Lucy's Love Blankets. Lucy's Love Blankets. There's no apostrophes or anything. It's all lowercase.
On Venmo, it's Lucy's with no apostrophe, and then there's a dash, and then Love Blankets with no space between it. It's kind of confusing, but if they go to our Instagram or Facebook, those links are up in our profile. But like she said, PayPal is just Lucy's Love Blankets. And they both have our logo on them, which is this cute little girl with a bun holding some blankets, a little clip art thing. So that's kind of how you can confirm that that's the right account.
And then, of course, Lucy is making blankets for kids in need all around the globe. How can someone nominate a young person for one of these blankets?
If you just reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook or email and just tell us about the kid so we can know what fabric to pick out for them, their name, and where we can send the blanket to. You don't have to pay for it or anything. It's just a gift from us.
Excellent. And I want people to participate in the 30 Days of Kindness. They can go to your Instagram, Lucy's Love Blankets, also on Facebook. Let's get moving on this. Kindness matters. And I know that you're making a difference, Lucy. I appreciate you instructing in the way that you have Veronica to build this within Lucy for her acts of kindness and the things that she's doing through Lucy's Love Blankets. I'm amazed by it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have both of you on the Mark White Show, and you're always welcome back on the show whenever you'd like to come back on.
Thanks for having us again. It's such an honor to be here. Yeah, thank you.
Folks, you just heard Lucy Blaylock from Lucy's Love Blankets and her mom, Veronica. We appreciate having them on the show. Of course, we're recognizing difference makers like Lucy and Veronica and all those who show acts of kindness and compassion towards their neighbor. I appreciate this 30 Days of Kindness, and I hope that you'll get involved with it through Lucy's Love Blankets. Of course, I want you to share this show with your friends. I want you to let your family and your neighbors know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities, not just in our community, but our country and around the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola.
Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.